Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey guys, this is Erica Ramirez, senior editor at Billboard. And with me today, I have Master P and Company and Jeff and Eric Rosenthal from It's The Real.
This is the biggest podcast that The Juice has ever done.
Wait, so first and foremost, how what brings you to New York?
Just this Money Mafia album.
Well, I thought you were working on your solo albums.
I'm working on that, The Ice Cream Man, yeah. But this record with me and Lil Wayne is on this mixtape right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's the power song with Ace B and Gangsta on there. So, and Lil Wayne and me.
And that was a big deal, by the way.
Yeah.
How'd you guys connect?
No, it was just time, man, making good music. You know, Lil Wayne, one of the best, you know, out there right now, and me doing what I do on the business side and doing my music and hooking up with Black and Mild. You know, Black and Mild is the super producer. I don't think nobody better than him. I'm putting him up against the world right now. I don't care whatever producer out there, I'm putting Black and Mild up against him. You know, he got that sound. When I started and have that same thing in the 2015, what we had in the 90s, you know, he motivated me to get into this thing and just go crazy, back at it. I got the ice cream truck again, park it outside. You know what I'm saying? I'm selling popsicles now. You know, the talent that I have, you know, Eastwood coming from the West Coast, he been doing this for a while. Me and him been getting down, doing it, building and building. And then, you know, with Gangsta and Player, we've been around, you know, for a long time. Mm. And then put the other piece with Ace B, put him in the mix. You know, this the youth to our team that just take us, you know, where we need to be at. So, you know, I feel we got the best talent in the world right now. Also, Miss Chi, she in Atlanta. I feel like we got the best female artist. So we ready to go up the mob. This the family, you know. I tell the people all the time, blood make you related, but loyalty make you family.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you see here.
Now, I talked to Mia X last year.
Yeah.
She was talking, she said actually something exactly of those words when she was telling me how she met with you and C-Murder and how you guys were pretty much instant family the minute that you met her.
Yeah, no, that's what it's about. It's like, you know, with Ace, he's from the Calio Projects. We're from the same hood, mm-hmm. you know, and have the team that we have. It's like, we just gonna let them run, you know. It's not just, they got talent, but they done been through the pain. And so that's what they're expressing in the music. And the pain that I have is my experience, and I'm giving that back to them. Turn that pain into experience and turn it into money. That's what the mob going to do. All mob music for 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the fact that when you first started up with No Limit and, mm-hmm. and on a national scale,
yeah,
and you had all these different parts to No Limit. You had No Limit Sports. Yeah. You guys had, you were saying there was a
phone sex line. Phone
Come
sex
on, line. Man. Come on, man.
But like all these different like sides.
You had a lot of ventures.
Yeah. So it wasn't just music. And then you fast forward to today and everyone's doing that. Yeah. But like, it's always hard to be the first person to do something. Can you talk about
that? You're ahead of your time. You know what I'm saying? I started the sports agency stuff for us coming from hip hop. Had one of the Heisman Trophy winners, Ricky Williams. You know, so had some of the biggest NBA players into the NBA. You know, real estate, gas stations, whatever you could
movies.
Think of, movies, you know.
It was all movie.
Yeah. When right now, I mean, my life is a movie. So, you know, after this NWA movie, the Master P movie is a three trilogy to this Master P movie, which is going, the first one going to be the Ice Cream Man, mm-hmm. the next one going to be TRU with me, C, and Silk form the group, mm-hmm. and then the third one is going to be No Limit to Empire. So, you know, when we got Snoop and we took it to a whole nother level. So, you know, this I'm looking for this NWA movie to do good. Mm-hmm. And then I'm coming with that, with the Ice Cream Man movie. That's me starting from New Orleans, moving to Richmond, California, and starting the company. Also, I got this Mastercam, the camera. It's going to be a gold-plated 24-karat camera, so you could film what you're doing, the Mastercam, be able to download your video straight to YouTube. Mm. Been working on that for 7 years to be a part of the technology. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what I'm showing my youngsters. Is like, you know, they all opening up different business ventures. You know, our thing is not no artists in here. We all partners. Mm-hmm. So we all putting our skin into it together. So to take this thing to the next level. So it's all real. You know, you're looking at the stuff that's happening out there. A lot of these artists unhappy. You know, because you know now you got to put your own work in and also educate yourself to the business. So you get what you put into this. Mm. So I feel like this is a game changer for us. You know, we got all bosses around here.
Yeah. So everyone's an equal equal part. Everyone has an equal vote.
Everything. This the company here. You know, this the mob. That's what I call it. This the family.
Wait, I wanted to go back to Power real quick. Were you guys all, or who was all part of it, were all in the studio together?
Ace B on Power and Gangsta on Power with me and Lil Wayne, you know, so.
Were all four of you in the studio together?
No, but the thing about it, with this record, me and Wayne kind of swapped verses on each other's songs, you know. Like he got a song with me that's coming out on his record, and we just swapped this song here. But there's a lot of Power because, you know, we've been doing music for 24 years. They've been in about the same time. This No Limit 24th anniversary called No Limit 24K. So it's just an all gold tour about to come worldwide. We doing with the mob, you know. Hopefully we'll be able to bring some of the older artists on to this. And you know, that song just came in. I feel like it was time because people wasn't expecting that. That's what Power about, do the unexpected.
Who made the first phone call?
Well, they called me, Mac Main and Wayne. They called me, and you know, they you know, nobody probably thought it was gonna happen.
It was like, I didn't think it was gonna happen.
Yeah, because your city was divided for a long time.
Yeah, we was. But you know what? You grow up. So we all grown. We doing what we need to do. And like I said, I think Lil Wayne is a, you know, big time artist. You know what I'm saying? To come from New Orleans, you know, I respect that, the work that he done put in. To build, you know, what he has built as an artist. So, you know, he's never going to go nowhere. He's going to be around for a long time with the type of talent he has. So, you know, I think this was big for our city, New Orleans, for us coming together doing this. I mean, just like the number one record on the radio now, just after a couple of days. Mm-hmm. You know, this all the kids want here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of rumors about, like, you guys possibly working more together. Like, what's happening with that?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a start, you know. Anything could happen. There's no limit over here. So, you know, this is definitely a start. This is a spark plug. And, you know, I wish him and his team the best.
Well, Wayne's been a little frustrated with Cash Money. Is there an open slot and no limit for Wayne?
You know, we wish him the best. We always have, like, a open door for somebody that's talented. You know, anybody that's talented like that. Right now, we good with what we're doing. But, you know, it's always a light on the poach or something, you know. But, you know, I think Wayne got his own thing going right now. I would think he want to do his own thing.
So how is it when you got Snoop into the folds?
Well, you know, Snoop, you know, it just happened. You know, Snoop wanted to get his business together. I feel like he was a talented artist, but he knew I knew the business, and I believed in him. You know what I'm saying? So when you believe in somebody and they have the talent, that's why these guys are here. I believe in them, you know, and it just worked. It was loyalty, you know what I'm saying, with Snoop. He know we was there for him, and he was a big piece of taking what we doing to the next level by him being a part of it, showing people that No Limit has the power, that, you know, they can cut the checks, they can do the business, you know. Then you have to go to some other major company. We changed the game, showing they know I work hard. You know, Snoop know I work hard. You know, I'm going to go there and touch the people, touch whoever, the business people we need to touch, you know. And that's all you need as a CEO, you know, if you have the right talent.
Yeah, but as far as his situation, it seemed like an ironclad contract. Like, he and Suge were like, you know, it seemed like they were going to ride out. And then you came in and worked it out. And
yeah, well, it's all about money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's basically what it's about. It's about money. Whoever got the money could get whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's basically... That's where the power come in at. You know, hip-hop is definitely a culture of power. You know, the ones who are successful, they are making things happen. You know, I mean, the game has changed. It's a multi-billion dollar business now.
Yeah.
Partly thanks to you and what you guys built. Can you talk about Wendy Day and what she did and what she meant for you guys?
Well, you know, Wendy Day for us is, you know, she mostly worked with my brother on some things. But for me, you know, I've always had a in-house system and a team. Mm-hmm. You know, like today, you know, Jay Tweezy here, my own care, you know, Propane is here. These are executives on the side of the team that we interact with the team, so we're able to deliver the goods to the fans and to corporate America, to the music, you know, partners that we have. And it's all about having experts. So
All right, so it's not every day that I talk to a multimillionaire, but so you've been on a few Forbes lists.
Yeah.
How exact are those numbers, or are they bullshit?
I don't know. I always tell everybody right now, if you could count your money, you don't really have none. You know, so I'm looking at that now. I clearly do not have the same amount of money,
but I'm going to start saying it.
Yeah.
I was like, it means something different when you say it.
It says something different when I say it, I don't know how many Forbes lists you've been on.
You know what? I just like to keep doing
it. Do you keep count
business.
Of that when you're on those type of lists?
No, I don't keep count of it. I don't want so many awards, and you know, like my thing is, I just know I'm blessed. I know I could go to the store and get whatever I want. I could buy whatever I want. I get on my knees and thank the man all the time because I come from nothing. I come from private. I come from the projects. You know, I come from not having nothing and to be able to do this. This is just motivation for me. It's not about what you have. It's just I thank the man all the time that I could actually go to the store. Like this is my team. You know, when you look at building a artist career. If we was with a record company, they'd probably say, P, you could take two people with you. I could take everybody I want that I want to break whenever I want. You know, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the differences between this company and other companies. You know, like right now, you know, a lot of those companies out there, they say they're breaking an artist. It's going to be that artist, their security, and maybe one a publicist or something like that. You know, right now, I feel like this is the team. This is the mob. It's time for us to get out here and touch the world together.
So how is it different from having a group now and kind of like a collective than it was?
Well, everybody here have a real relationship with everybody.
Okay.
So it's all love. It's different just have a group. You know, you have a group where you're just somebody that's good in the group. Y'all form a group, but it's love. We built that relationship. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the thing that's going to go a long way. You know, like we can ride on the bus together. You know, it's not, oh, I need my six buses. I need this one. No, it's like we could thug it out if we need to. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I remember the first time, like, it's like more of a mainstream world, got to look into kind of your success was a little weird because it was MTV Cribs when you showed them exactly how you were living.
I know. I should have got my money off of that because I'm the first artist to open the door saying, welcome to my crib. I should have.
You showed the Shark Tank. You showed the golden, the gold toilet.
But you know what, though? I wanted to show them how country boys live. You know, because you talk about the East Coast and the West Coast, that's all you knew. They thought we was riding on horses and all that stuff. I'm like, okay, y'all want to see how I'm living? We ain't riding on no horses, you know, because they think when you from the country.
Yeah, these are my 10 cars.
Yeah.
They thinking, oh, but that boy riding on a horse or a cow or something. Right. You know? So I was like, really?
You got horsepower.
Mustangs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but during that time, I wanted to break that stereotype. That's why I did that.
Yeah, that's one of the best MTV Cribs episodes that they had.
They ain't none of them country boys living like that. Huh?
When was the first time you felt like East Coast validation?
Oh, when I came, because you know with me, this is what I did, and I'm teaching them what I did. I came to every hood, you know, and brought my music. So I was probably up in the projects back then, jumping around, doing whatever, you know, passing out CDs out in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? So people start knowing me. I was out there playing basketball. I was at the Rutgers. I was doing whatever, you know, to let people know I'm here. And they was like, man, that's actually him. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
So you had that relationship with Dipset.
Yeah, well, that was after, you know what I'm saying? Because I was just coming up. I didn't know my music. They were listening to my music at first, you know, in the projects. And then, you know, we built a relationship. I came and shot the video in their projects. You know, it was real. You know, and I think that's where the music going back to the 90s was real people. That come from real pain and real situations, but worn out. You know, it's not no more the fake music. Everybody just talking about what they got. You know, it ain't about what you got. It's about how you can keep what you have now. You know, the staying power. I've been doing this for 24 years. I want to show them how to eat for 24 years. You know, not just 1 year, you're a star. Next year, you're a bum. You know what I'm saying? That's just for real. It's like sports or anything. That's what they're doing, bringing us back to the hood because we don't get it. We're not educating ourselves.
Well, you got to feel pretty good that people like the ASAP Mob recognize what's going on.
Yeah.
And they brought you out at Coachella, is that right?
Yeah.
And that's multi-generation, too. You go from Dipset, Harlem then to
I just did a show about 2 days ago in L.A. It was 16-year-olds in the show and knowing every word of the song. So, you know, we're definitely able to touch the younger generation. And with the Mob, we definitely, you know, because our music is hot. You know what I'm saying? It's no age on music. You know, ain't like you playing football or basketball. They say you can't run like you. Michael Jordan can't run like he used to run, so he can't be a top athlete. And this is, you got to know how to work your magic. You know, that's your mouthpiece. And if you could work that right and your swag right, you could get money out of this.
But I was also thinking on Power, you still tell people your story. So it's not like you've told the story and then you let it go.
No.
So even to those that don't know it are about to know it all over again.
Oh, they're about to know it. I'm reintroducing myself to this generation just by making good music. You know, and it's real. I say nobody gave me Nathan. I started with a dream.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the truth. I could have waited for somebody. Oh, P, I'm going to help. Nobody's going to do that. And that's why I tell them, get your music, get in the studio, you know. Put up your jump shots. You know, we in a mic. You know, we in a boot. Putting up our jump shots. We can't do what LeBron James would in the gym. But we spend that time in the studio, and I feel like everybody in here done put that time in.
They earned it.
They earned it. Yeah.
Do you think about the new artists out there when you guys are recording music? Do you think about what's out there?
Oh, yeah. You got to see what's out there, but, you know, that don't faze us because we look at that for the competition and say, okay, where they at right now?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to be better? You know, what can we add our flavor to? So you got to respect what's winning right now, but what can we add to this to make it better? You know, at my time, the Ghetto Boys was the hottest thing in the South.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I couldn't compete with them. You know, Lil J showed me the game, you know, how to start a music business. I was in college at the time, and I watched the Ghetto. It's going to be in my movie. But what I could do is, in every business, you got to be able to find a problem. I found a problem with the Ghetto Boys. Their music was slow. So I said, if people liking that, I'm going to add some tempo. Looking at what the West Coast and the East Coast are doing, I add a tempo to the Southern music. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got the rowdy body sound with the New Orleans bounce.
So is that what you're doing now is also kind of looking
at
scene?
Yeah, what I'm doing is taking what we have structured already, Black and Modern, structured it in New Orleans, so you got that bounce music out there, but we took it and add big sounds to it. So you could bounce to our music, but also it's a national sound.
Yeah, because that's one thing that's real different is that, like, you guys were very New Orleans-centric back then. Now it's guys from the West Coast, guys from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, it's a more national sound.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just specifically New Orleans for you right now.
No. It's about building a big sound, you know, and that's what Black and Mild bring to the table. He a genius, you know what I'm saying? He's from the ghetto, but he a genius. You know, when you're a genius, you can make something out of whatever you have and make it work. You know, people don't know I did – a lot of my songs in the bathroom in the project. That was my mic boot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The mic boot was in the bathroom.
And this is before the 24-carat toilet.
Exactly. Way before that.
That's what got you to the...
Exactly. Yeah. I made the best out of what I had.
Yeah.
You know? And I took my pain and used it as experience, and I told my story with it.
Yeah. Being from the South, are you a little bit more critical to what's coming out from the South?
No, because everybody have a time. You know, music is a time. Like you say, Atlanta got a big piece of the Southern music now. Mm-hmm. They didn't have it when we was up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they was listening to all our music. You know? So it's good that other people are waking up and creating a style and opening up other avenues, but that make it easy for us because we know now we come from that genre, you know, the music going back to the 90s. So with my youngsters and what I'm doing, I feel like it's easy for us to get it. You know, Eastwood, I was the new Snoop Dogg to the No Limit Tank. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing. You know, Young June, I don't know where he at, but, you know, he's our East Coast, you know, to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, he have that type of sound to where he could open up other avenues. He's from Pittsburgh. And then with the regular Southern artists that we have that's on their game, you know. Gangsta, it ain't that he here because he's just from the streets. It's like he stepped his game up, you know. He stepped up what he do. He from Baton Rouge, you know, and player. You know, he from New Orleans. He doing what he do.
So make sure all bases are covered.
Nah, and we got Ace to, you know. Ace going to take the streets in the latest, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we're going to have fun with it this time. That's what it's about. If it ain't fun, you don't need to be doing it.
Does that mean that it wasn't fun before?
Yeah, it was.
When did it become a business?
Well, now I have the experience. So it's way more fun than now. I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about the experience.
Like Eric said, did it ever feel like it was more business than fun?
You know, it's always been business for me. So, you know, that's how we make our money, you know. It's how we feed our family. So, you know, the business part got to come first, you know. And if you're doing a job and it's fun, you're going to love doing it, you know.
Do you have any good stories about when you first met people like Bun B or Scarface or any?
When I first met Tupac, I would talk about when I first met Tupac, I was on tour with them. I tell people this all the time. I knew I was going to make it, but nobody else didn't know I was going to make it because my music was all the way different. I'm talking about body, body, bounce, bounce, bounce. These people looking at me like, what is wrong with him? You know? So I'm on the stage. They're waiting for Tupac to come. I'm talking about, I'm in Cincinnati. There's thousands of people, 20,000 people, and they're waiting for Tupac. And here they come. Here go Mr. P, the country singer. I said, the guy who introduced me, I'm saying, boy, I'm from the streets. You better get this. Going to be my last time you tell him I'm Mr. P, the country singer.
It probably was the last time he ever said that.
That was the last time. Yeah, he felt that. He was like, this kid is for real. I better not say that again. But this was like an older white guy. He didn't know. He just thought, I'm from New Orleans. He didn't even say Master P. He said Mr. P, the country singer. Right? I'm telling Tupac. I'm like, this dude don't know who I am. Tupac was like, man, you better go. This dude here is for real. You better go get this together. But after that, I had two fans, you know, bouncing to my music at that show. No, everybody was just looking like, who is this? Mouth full of gold. You know, they was like, we don't know who this is, but bring Tupac out. But I started doing body body then. The guy who, the two guys in the audience, I don't know if they was drunk or what, but they was just bouncing. I went out, signed their autographs, and after that, I said, I'm going to turn these two fans into 2 million fans. And that's when I knew I had something. I knew it.
How did Pac think about your music since it was
My music different? Was different, but, you know, at the time, they end up, everybody end up liking it. Everybody end up liking it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because you had to respect that. People was on their grind and they wasn't going to stop, you know, and I was one of those people. My dreams were straight, no limit. It was never going to stop until I get to where I need to go at.
Yeah. Well, I did kind of want to see if you could like update us on like some of your family, like Silk and Romeo, like what they got going on.
Rome working on movies right now. He working on the Master P movie. So, you know, they doing casting for that right now. Mm-hmm. And Silk doing this thing, you know, he helping us with the music. And he getting back into the music business. So you're going to see a lot of No Limit, a lot of Master P, a lot of Silk the Shock, a lot of Romeo, and a lot of The Mob.
What about Mr. P, the country singer?
Oh, he's gone.
Well, what about Dancing with the Stars, Master P?
Shout out, I was the best dancer out there from the hood, if you won't know. You know what I'm saying? I had all the women wanting to dance with me after that. Yeah, I go through the airport and say, can I dance with you, babe? I say, sure.
You know, so it wasn't really a loss. It's more of a win.
It was
that.
A win. Know what, to be honest with you? I did that during Hurricane Katrina to help my people, you know, and build awareness to all the people that was lost loved ones, was hurt, you know, and trying to put the pieces back together. So that was more of a fun thing for me, you know. My dancing skills, y'all already know. You know,
they're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
But I was
you
one
know
of the
what
two
I,
fans, yeah.
I actually made that thing to where people wanted to watch Dance with Us. I went and promoted the show with the president of ABC at that time. So that was a good look.
How did Romeo feel about that? Because I know you stepped in because you couldn't do it.
Yeah, you know, Romeo did his thing. Romeo, you know, he liked to move. He a latest man. You know me. You know, I'm more gutter. So
we like, know now where he learned his moves.
Yeah, he learned his move from me. You can't win them all, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't be the best dancer in the family, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I do other things real good.
Did you guys want to add anything else?
Just like quickly, I read a story about how when you were trying out for the Mavs, or like that you were brought in because all these NBA players were like, I do not want to play for Don
Nelson.
Yeah, Don Nelson. Mm-hmm. Unless Master P comes in and shows that like he's a cool guy.
It was crazy. I was on that team. Matter of fact, Steve Nash, y'all don't know, Steve Nash was from the Bay. He played mm-hmm. up in the Bay mm-hmm. at the time. But I was playing in the junior college at Merritt when he was up in the Bay playing. And so we built the kind of relationship. But we used to go at it. Like, I used to really bang them up back in the days. You know what I'm saying? He was like a most smaller guard. But they know I was real aggressive, so... At that time, we built that relationship, but we thought that me going to the Mavs at first, we was going to build that bond to go out and do what we needed. It didn't work, you know what I'm saying, because Donnie was into himself at the time. He wanted all the promotion and stuff. I ended up going somewhere else, but when I went to Charlotte and I came back and played the Mavs, it got a little rough for him, but I was trying to take somebody's head off. So it was fun, though, you know what I'm saying? It was a fun time, but... You know, people don't realize there's a lot of business in this sports stuff. You got a lot of people that should be in the league are not in the league because they're not in their circle. You know, you're not willing to do some of the things they want you to do. Mm-hmm. So I definitely was an outcast. They was like, well, I know P not going to do that. I remember sending him home.
Any advice for Roc Nation Sports?
Roc Nation Sport. You know what? Don't pamper those athletes or you won't be around long. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it business.
You ever thought about reviving yours?
You know what? Maybe one day when my kids get older, I got two boys that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? They rank like 8 in the country. You know, I have an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old that's ranked real high in the country. So hopefully when they get back, we're going.
Well, real quick, what was Romeo's experience at USC like?
Oh, it was good. I mean, they won the conference.
He was there with O.J. Mayo?
He was there with O.J. Mayo. Rome put work in over there. You know what I'm saying? Put work in.
But he's trying to focus now more on music.
More music or movies, and movies. Said. Both music and movies.
Yeah.
He might as well ride in Rome now.
The movies that you mentioned, when are they coming out?
All right, the movie working on right now, we just now started casting, so next year. Yeah.
So is it like a biopic?
No, it's not like a biopic. It's more like, when you see the NWA movie, it's more
it's
like
more like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be on lifestyle.
And you're still trying to really, I mean, shots fired at. And the albums that you're working on yourself.
Ice Cream Man Part 2.
Yeah. So, are you trying to put that out this year?
Yeah, I'm trying to put that out this year. Not trying, I will.
You are going
to
put out
this year. I will.
You're your own boss. Yeah.
I will.
Do you feel pressure that you're putting out a sequel to the first one?
I feel good about it because I feel like I got my jump shot back. You know, that's what it's about. Touching the people. You know, making the right move.
Right.
So.
Well, I appreciate you coming through and talking to us also.
For sure.